to show everybody else how to walk in the light. Didn't get no amens over there.
Amen.
A lot of us want to be the head of our house, but we want the house to perform in a way we don't do ourselves. If the head is late, then you can't talk about nobody else being late. If the head does not tithe, you can't talk about nobody else that does not tithe. If the head is not coming to Sunday school, you can't push them out of the house to make them come to Sunday school. Because you are the head. God told him, you put my people first, and therefore you know procedure. How many mothers in here, if you got four children and three slices of bread, how many mothers is going to take at least one slice of bread before she feeds their kids? We know procedure, don't we? We know procedure, don't we? And the Lord told him, this is what I'm going to give to you. You didn't ask me for it. I'm just going to give it to you. Many times as children of God, we become so intertwined with ourselves. We think of me, my, and I. And we forget about everybody else. Don't you know it's hard to get blessings when you always have yourself on your mind? It is hard to get God to bless you when all you got is me on my mind. Some of us go shopping and all we think about is what we can buy me. I want this. I want that. I want, yeah. And you don't think about the light bill. You don't think about the house note, the car note. You don't even think about the gas that needs to be put in everybody else's car because it will cut in on your shopping for you. Somebody say procedure. The procedure is this. Let's come together and get everybody's needs on the table. There will come a time when you can get your needs met because after procedure, all of the bills is done, all of the tasks is done, and then we can split the rest. But look at that. Split none. I work. Well, if God had not blessed you with the activities of your limb, you could have 10 jobs and wouldn't be able to make it to either one because God knows procedure. Right now, we become so greedy about ourselves. Could you imagine if today was your day and God would ask you, what is it I can give to you? We will sit back. Lord, I need about $4 million. Because then I'm going to go get me a Lamborghini. I'm going to get me a Rolls Royce. I'm going to get me one of what's them watches you put on. I don't even know the name of it. I'm going to get one of them. And then I'm going to go buy me some hair so long I can stand here, be down an altar bell, shaking my head. We ain't said nothing about giving unto God. We have said nothing about feeding the hungry. We have said nothing about clothing the naked. We're asking God for blessings so we can show everybody how popular we are. But Solomon said, Lord, you have put me over a people, and I need to be able to treat your people the way you want them to be treated. I need to be able to stand before them and judge righteously because I will follow. Somebody say, follow. I will follow the procedure that you give to me. Church family, the procedure is God first in everything. God first. If when you get your paycheck, all you're concerned about is your bill and God never comes in the picture, you are already on procedure. If when you go shopping and you walking around, all you got is yourself riches and glory. Well, if God is going to supply your need, that means God has positioned you to get somebody else's need met. Help me, Jesus. Solomon did not know all that God was going to do, but he spoke his heart. Heads of households, if somebody is in your house that you cannot pray for, then you need to correct procedure. If somebody is looking for you to do something for them and you don't want to help them, then you need to correct procedure. Because when Solomon looked out, he saw all of God's children as being a blessing to him. Husbands, your wives are your blessing because you picked them. Wives, your husbands are your blessing because you picked them. Parents, your children are your blessing because you had them. Tell somebody, that's procedure. Tell them again, that's procedure. And when Solomon spoke his heart, God says, not only will I give you what you asked for, but I'm going to give you more. Who in here needs more today? Who in here needs more today? One question. Would you know what to do with it if he gave it to you? How many of you think you would know? All right, put your hands down. We're going to have show and tell. If you know what you would do with it, let me see your tithe envelope. So that's why you don't know. That's why you don't know. Let me see them tithe envelopes. That's how you get more. That's how you get more. That's how you get more. Spell joy for me. Jesus, others, yourself. Spell joy. Let me tell you again. You spell joy. Jesus, others. What is procedure?
Jesus, others.
See, that's got quiet on the download. We ain't on the download this morning. What's the procedure?
Jesus, others.
And somebody say, show me that in the Bible. Gladly. When your Lord and my God was being beaten, he had done nothing, but he was being beaten for ourselves. Our own sin. He could have called 10,000 legions of angels to whoop up everybody. But he said, oh no, this is what I have to do because this is my call. Even when they hung him on Calvary, they were hung him high and stretched him wide. And the thief on the left said, why don't you come down and save yourself? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus knew procedure. Jesus knew his proper perspective. Jesus knew his position. Well. And when he hung there, he looked down and said, Father, forgive them. We did not understand because we were out of position. We did not have a perspective and we did not know the procedure. But when Jesus, God bless you, when Jesus was on the cross, he could have come down at any minute, but he knew the procedure. He said, Lord, I have finished. And he gave up the ghost and he died. But he didn't stay dead. Because on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand according to procedure. Somebody say procedure. Somebody say procedure. He got up. When he laid down, he did not have all power. But oh, baby, when he got up, that was his day. He had went through his night. And when he got up, he had all power. And when he got up, we got up. When he got up, all of us got up. And now it's our turn to follow procedure. And it's called joy. When you walk this earth, you need some joy. Jesus first, other second, and then yourself. Jesus first, other second, and then yourself. And that's how you put some peace with your prayer. When you've been down, you say, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. And you lift somebody else up in his name. That's procedure. And just like Solomon, I love the scripture that said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more would your father? You want some extra in prayer? Pray for somebody else other than your little post self. You want some extra in prayer? Go about helping others, being good. You want some extra in prayer? Quit feeding yourself while the rest of the family is going hungry. Tell your neighbor, follow procedure. And extras will come. We got to do that again. Tell your neighbor, follow procedure. And extras will come. Will come. Will come. Solomon put the children of Israel first. St. John, when we quit being stingy with God, extras is coming. When we follow procedure, extra is coming. When we get in position, extras is coming. When you get the proper perspective, extra is coming. Even on these past two nights when we had revival, I was sharing with some mothers, I got ghetto fabulous mad. And I was really absolutely ticked off because I know how we have supported everybody else and nobody showed up. And I was fit to be tied and cut up again. I even went to God madder than a wet bear. And God told me to shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
He told me to look back. And I had to thank God. Because St. John, you were here. We didn't need nobody else to sing. You were here. We didn't need nobody else to pray. You were here. We didn't need nobody to help us praise God. We know God ourselves. We praise him ourselves. And he told me, since you're already in position, I got the rest of it. And I had to stand there and say, God, I thank you. I was out of position for a minute, but he got me back in position. And I said, thank you, Jesus, for St. John. Thank you, Jesus, for Bishop McCarter. Thank you, Jesus, for opening doors. And then I had to thank God because on Thursday you were slow about getting here. But on Friday you came early and I said, thank you. So now we know procedure. And the procedure is this. If you put the Lord first, the scripture said, acknowledge God in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. So as the door of the church is open, learn this. Put some peace with your prayer, and you'll get extra. God bless you. The door of the church are open.